This year chasing our 18th banner. Roster so deep, our bench finally got an answer. We got the heart, maybe not the glamour. When you spell team, you best watch your grammar. Ignore the refs when we led by Tatum. Big ass and squeeze, corner threes makes them. Batman and Jalen, our defense at anchors. Brogdon off the bench, giving more flavor. Smart is the heart, and the best actor. Getting every charge, intense in the matchup. Now getting ready for heart takes and laughter. Cause you tuning in to the boys in the rafters.
What up, what up? This is episode 130 of the Rafters podcast, brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. I am your freshly bald host, Liam McDade. Across the table from my unemployed Dirk Nowitzki looking co-host, Connor Strayer. Connor, unmute yourself and say hey to the people.
Honestly, forgot I was on mute.
I know, you fucking jackass. Wait, I saw you talking.
Did you put me on mute?
No.
Okay, yeah. Well, thanks for letting me know. Yeah, doing good. Sorry, I was on mute. Like you said, maybe this podcast will go. Maybe I'll go full time on the podcast game.
Yeah, we could.
While I'm looking for jobs, I can put some paid social behind it. Get that TikTok going.
Yeah,
that
we never whore did. Ourselves out to advertisements for Butcher Box and other shit we don't care about.
I have a Gmail account for us. I made one and I never did anything with it, just to make our TikTok. It's the Rafters Podcast, rafterspodcast@gmail.com. So I have an email for it. There's no emails in it. Maybe I should start focusing more on the TikTok side. Maybe go live if we get enough followers.
We could, in theory.
That'd be cool. Yeah, that'd be definitely cool. So we'll see.
Nice. Yeah, it's. I would say it's been a month or two since we've last talked. We just absolutely mangled from the end of how last season went. But we have much to discuss. We did record, and then everything we said in that recording went mute, dull, and void after all the trades and hiatus of our few star players out of the Celtics. So let's recap. How are you feeling about this fucking offseason after Drew Holiday gets traded to Portland, Kristaps Porzingis is traded to the Hawks, which I did call, by the way, but we didn't post the episode, but I fucking nailed that destination.
I don't know
if you remember, I said it word for word. I bet I could find the old recording, even though it's not posted. I know I still have it. I could dig that up. But I did nail that one. After those two are gone, and we bring in the likes of Anthony Simons for Drew Holiday, get free agents like George Niang and Luka Garza, who was actually a stud in college.
I remember the name. Just not a stud anymore.
No, certainly not. But how are you feeling roughly going over all these trades here? And we'll dive into each one as it goes.
Not terrible. I mean, obviously going into the off season, we knew Tatum's not going to be there for most of the year.
Yeah.
I think new reports are coming out. Like, he could potentially play at the end of the season. If we're in the playoffs, potentially make the playoff team and go on a run. That's all it takes. But now the roster, and maybe they do go out and make a move during the season if they know, especially if Tatum's, depending on how he's rehabbing, maybe they do go make a move. But as of right now, the roster's not looking great. I mean,
no,
and they
definitely not
cuts.
Contending.
Not contending for the championship, contending for a playoff spot, 100%. I think you could still make the playoffs pretty easily.
Yeah, and we were saying in the episode that didn't get posted that the East is super mid. Damian Lillard actually ended up going back to Portland, so he's officially off the Blazers or the Bucks. Not that he was any good on the Bucks, or the Bucks are even a good team at all, and they'll probably still be just as terrible next year as they were last. But just a lot of teams aren't very good in the East, and the Celtics could totally slip in there by default. Our highlighted signings was Anthony Simons that I told you about. People are pretty jazzed up that we get that high scoring combo guard from the Blazers. Young guy, loves to take threes, kind of fits perfectly on the Celtics. But as you said, we can have him shoot all the fucking threes in the world we want next season, because we're not tanking, but we're not striving for anything. It's like an Isaiah Thomas season. Like, let's just go have fun.
Yeah, let's go have fun. Let's see what Brown can do, especially as the number one guy. I think that'll be pretty cool to see.
Yeah.
We've been saying, I mean, I've been saying all year, last year too, Tatum's maybe a little bit propped up there. He's, like I say, amazing player, but a little overrated for what he is, which is not a bad thing. But let's see if Brown could be that number one guy while Tatum's out. You never know. And maybe this is time to shine. I know there's a lot of pressure on him, and he definitely knows this is his time to step up and be that number one option.
Leave it to you. Sub 5 minutes to trash Tatum. It's not a new record because sometimes you jump right into it.
Yeah,
But
you got to do what you got to
classic
do.
Connor Strayer trademark. But I agree that Brown did have that surgery too on his knee, so
He did.
he's going to be coming in a little hurt too. They say he might even miss some time. I don't
He
exactly
should.
believe so. Yeah, like there's nothing to
Why not?
lose, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know what the goal is for this team. Brad Stevens has said they're gonna work on some stuff, and I think they want to make the playoffs every year, but especially if Brown's out missing some time early on, like who's the leader of this team without Brown and Tatum? I don't like. I really don't know.
It
Pritchard,
seems
like
it like by default,
Derek White.
probably
Sorry, I keep
Derek
forgetting about
White. Yeah,
White.
no, you're right. It
Derek
would be
White would be the
Derek White.
guy. Yeah.
It seems pretty clear by this point, and it was kind of a hot topic of discussion after the Holiday and Porzingis trades that Al Horford would be coming back. Now it seems like he's almost certainly not. I believe he's remained unsigned, but it makes me think he totally should have retired after that championship season. Granted, I thought we would have had it last year, but still. So he won't be there. He would be the leadership that I would have expected.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, he could resign if he goes all the way without getting, picked up by someone. Maybe he just signs like the minimum for the Celtics. I don't know why he would, unless he really thinks his team could make the playoffs and then go on a run from there once both guys are 100%. Because if that does, even if they're both back 100%, I really don't think they have the surrounding cast around them as it is right now to make that championship run. I mean, yes, they have some of the guys, but the championship run you had, Drew Holiday was actually pretty big in that run. He could have won actually MVP in that championship run 2 years ago. So like, you don't have those veteran guys anymore. Even Porzingis, even though he was hurt, still there, still a part of the team. You don't have the veteran status anymore.
No, certainly not. We went from one of the oldest teams in the league, even though, like, I think we were just kind of old at the top with like Drew Holiday and Al Horford, and then the rest of the guys were hovering in middle age. But we went from that to unbelievably young. Like, Luka Garza has only been in the league for like 3 years, maybe. And then we ended up letting Drew Peterson go, so he's not on there anymore. But Anfernee Simons is still pretty damn young as well. He's 25, so we did get significantly younger there. Back to Al Horford though, quickly. I just saw this. Four teams have shown interest in Al Horford, and the Warriors expected him to sign last month, and he didn't because he said he's in no hurry to make his decision. So the Warriors were on the table, and the other three teams, get this, are of course the Lakers, Milwaukee, and Atlanta.
Yikes. I mean, and you said this is for Al Horford. I mean, it would suck to see him go to a
It would.
team like one of those teams. Atlanta, I mean, whatever, if he goes there, I know they have a good team. They have a solid team, but I don't think that's gonna make them a championship team. Why
No,
would
it's going back
he
to
would go?
where he was drafted, though. He's going
Exactly.
home.
That's what I completely forgot about until I was mentioned saying it. Yeah, he would be going back home. And maybe he does it, maybe he doesn't. But like, why for him? What's there to prove at this point? Unless he really wants to show that he can help that team win. Even if he goes to the Bucks, I don't see them really winning with him. Even though I think they have now, like you said, with the East being kind of like not that great anymore, the Bucks could actually get to the play like championship. It depends how Giannis plays, if he stays healthy, and if they make moves. But I mean, they have a top five player in the world on their team.
Because
And
of the
that's all you
refs,
need
maybe.
sometimes.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but
but that's all
like,
you need sometimes.
I guess maybe I won't concede, but I would take the Magic over him. Do you think he makes the
Oh, totally.
Lakers a contender? Does he help them at all?
Al Horford? If he was smart and if you really wanted to win a championship, he'd go to the Lakers. Yeah,
That's probably
100%.
his best
Because they're already
shot.
contenders. They're already contenders without him. I think in my eyes, they could. You can't count LeBron out. Luka looks really good, at least
He
this
always looks
offseason.
good.
He's lost some weight. He's actually putting in time. And then they have, I mean, those are two LeBron, I don't know how, is still a top 10 player in the world. You have to give it to
It's
him. And
fucking insane.
Luka's top probably five. So like with those two guys, anything's possible. You can't count them out. Even though they weren't that great last year, I think next year they'll be better.
You think they're closer to contention than the Warriors? Because to me, it's between the Warriors and Lakers for teams if he wants to win.
Yeah, I don't see why you wouldn't go to either or. I think the Lakers have a better chance. Warriors,
Really?
I mean, Butler's always hurt.
But he's
Curry's getting
awesome.
up there. Yeah, they're both great, but like their recent history, their health hasn't been the best.
No.
At least LeBron has actually played majority of the seasons, and he's like 40 something years old, or he's 40 now. And then Luka's generally stayed healthy, and
Yeah,
he's in
he
his
has.
prime, and he's like not even in his prime yet. So why wouldn't you go with the younger team, or not younger team, but younger superstar in Luka, who
Yeah.
hasn't really, he's proved he's been to a championship.
There's definitely much higher upside with the Lakers. I just think, like, if Steph Curry's on your team, much like you seem to think about Giannis, like, I think if you got Steph Curry, like, you're always in fucking contention. Like, he's just such a monster.
True. I mean, but proven though, they really haven't been in contention with the last few years. They've not even been close
Yeah, no,
with
they're like
just
a
him.
play-in team.
Yeah, and I think Steph Curry, as good as he is, he's maybe a little past his prime. Giannis is still in his prime. Curry's
Yeah.
still, how old's Curry now?
Giannis gets
Like
hurt. Curry's got to be 36 now, anyway.
37. Giannis is what, 32? Probably something like
Probably,
that,
yeah.
or around that. Steph Curry, I just think Giannis can make more of an impact now than Steph
Yeah,
Curry.
Giannis gets hurt a lot now, too, and
He
his
does.
game relies on athleticism. Steph Curry's just got to shoot threes, dude. Vince Carter shot threes until he was 45. Like, that's,
Yeah, but Steph Curry was like not just shooting threes. He
Yeah,
was
no, 100%.
he's doing everything. So, and he had Klay to, he doesn't have Klay anymore. He doesn't have, I mean, he's got a solid team, don't get me wrong. But even like Draymond Green's still starting for him. Like, yikes.
And
He's
now it seems like Jonathan Kuminga's out. It just seems like the team just doesn't have the pieces. They can't get the fucking pieces. It's so
they can't
strange.
because it's it well, and Curry, I think, is getting paid up the ass. But so yeah, Lakers all the way. I mean, I would hate to see him go to the Lakers, and I don't even know if he knows this. Like, he would lose a fan base if he went to the Lakers. Part of his fan base would just be like, dude, what the heck?
A hundred
But
percent.
as a Celtics fan, I would say fuck that. But as a Al Horford fan in general, I would say you got to do what you got to do to win a
A
chip.
hundred percent.
And why not play with LeBron? That's gotta be a cool thing to do. As much as we hate LeBron, that's gotta be a bucket list item to play with LeBron.
He probably makes it really easy for teammates. Like, he's just dishing mean dimes to everyone, setting up everyone for open
Yeah.
shots and running the offense to perfection. I would imagine playing with LeBron's the easiest thing in the world.
Sit in the corner and just shoot threes the rest of that year. I mean, he kind of did that this year.
Yeah,
He really wouldn't
basically.
have to do anything on this Lakers team besides shoot threes as a big man and grab some boards. He still has it in him. He had a great year, even at his age. So we'll see.
I like that point you said about the fan base, though, how some of them would kind of sour on him a little bit, because that just
Yeah.
happened to a former Celtics legend who signed with the Lakers. Legend, I put in quotes, because I had my gripes with him. And if I recall correctly, you did too. But Marcus Smart just signed with the Lakers.
I forgot about that. Yeah, good for Marcus Smart. He'll actually probably get some minutes on this team.
You will?
Will he be their starting? No, I mean, Luka's their
No.
starting point guard. I guess
Other
starting
than that, though,
shooting guard.
honestly,
Is he
yeah, he could be the start other guard. And then you got Braun.
depth? Let's see what their depth chart is right now. As of right now, okay, he's behind Austin Reaves actually on the depth
Oh,
chart on ESPN.
right, yeah.
So I think Austin Reaves take the as a sixth man off the bench, which he probably will be.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
then they swap him in for crunch time defensive minutes.
Yeah, and he's like the third. They have him third point guard and second shooting guard. Yeah, he'll get some minutes only because his team's old. Actually, Austin Reaves is young,
Yeah,
so
but
he might.
everyone else is pretty old.
Yeah, he'll get some minutes in there. He's a hustler. He actually played. I think his stats are like pretty statistically good, even though he was stuck on the Wizards, right?
Yeah, he was hurt a lot for a lot of it, but I can never tell, like, older players that are on the Wizards hardly play, and I can't tell if it's because the Wizards are tanking or if they're actually hurt.
Yeah, I think he actually put together like a decent, when he was out there, he like played well. At least I think. Let me look at his 2024, 2025 Wizards stats.
Yeah,
His
I'm
three point
curious
percentage
myself.
was his 3-point percentage was 39.2, which is really good.
Yeah, for Marcus Smart, that's incredible. He probably took like one of them a game. But yeah, 9.3 points.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Serviceable. I think he will fit into this Lakers team well, especially when he won't have any pressure on him. Especially
Yeah.
behind LeBron and Luka. He's not coming in. He's not gonna be like the number one option. He's not even the number five option. He's like the seventh man off the bench.
Yeah.
So good for him. I get it. Like fan base, I know a lot of people in Boston didn't like it, but
Yeah.
he
They
has a
were
chance to
pissed.
play in LA, which is people like that, historic fan base, and with
You like
LeBron.
LA?
Yeah, LA is cool. Well, I don't like LA, the city. I like the surrounding areas of LA,
Yeah.
but it's cool, and he's got a chance. So hopefully he does well.
Yeah.
Hopefully not in the playoffs against us in the championship, but hopefully he does well in the regular season.
Yeah, more power to him, I guess. I never really liked Marcus Smart a whole lot. I always thought he was kind of a net negative. So if he goes to the Lakers, like, good. I hope he goes there and chucks up all the threes early in the shot clock that he plagued the Celtics with for so many years. You guys have fun with him on the West Coast. Like, good for you guys. I know that's not the popular opinion among Celtics fans because he's the heart and soul of the team and he's the hustler and all that jazz. But like, miss me with that shit. Like he got pretty brutal on offense. He was a black hole.
Yeah, and he made some pretty dumb shots, but he's older now, hopefully more wise, and hopefully it pays off for them. But yeah, I know we
Yeah.
talked. I think, did you bring up before the podcast or while we started Anthony Garza?
Yeah,
This
Luka Garza, but
Luka
friggin' yeah,
Garza,
no, I
Luka
said it
Garza.
on the show. Yeah. So they signed him to a 2-year, $5.5 million deal.
Woo!
Yeah. You remember watching him in college?
Yeah, he was a freak. And I
Yeah,
think
he's
he was
really
like
good.
March Madness. I know the name. And that he's big, but I just don't think he's not going to contribute to this team very
Yeah.
much. Even let me see if they even have him on the depth chart here.
Oh yeah, he's definitely he's gonna get some minutes.
He'll get some minutes now because we don't have anybody else.
Certainly don't have big men.
We don't, and Brad Stevens is good at finding those guys. Who
He
need he
averaged
actually
six
might.
points a game.
Ooh, I mean, he's gonna Nemus Keita might play center start.
Which is fine. I actually like Keita.
I do too. And now that Luka Garza only 3.5 points like game last season. Oof.
No, he 5 point. Oh yeah, you're
Oh
right.
yeah.
No, 3.5. Yeah, no, I was reading the wrong year. Yeah, no, he
No,
was
his career is
pretty brutal. 5 minutes a game though isn't a whole lot, but
no, and where was he? In Minnesota. I mean, a
yeah,
shitty team.
a 100%.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some clips and I know he's good. I think he got a lot of playing time maybe in the summer league and he wouldn't get any time in the summer league.
No.
He's kind of too old for that. Let's just say, I mean, I hope he does well. I don't have any high expectations for the dude. He might even be
Yeah.
gone halfway through the season. If we make a trade, that's all I gotta say about Luka Garza, to be honest. He might be serviceable. I hope he is, but I'm not expecting much out of the man.
Yeah, like he's got good post moves, at least from what I saw of him in college. Granted, Grant Williams had good post moves in college, he didn't otherwise, but it does seem like he's going to be one of our frequently playing big men. For a while, it was Xavier Tillman as our starter, but then I realized we had Quinta, and he'll probably come in and play just as well. We still have your boy Sam Hauser somehow, and I don't know how.
He's cheap, right?
Yeah, I guess so, but like I totally thought, no, we signed him to a deal, so he's more expensive than you would think, but definitely like a tradable deal. Like I wouldn't say he's expensive, so you're
He's a
right.
big body. He shoots well. I
Shoots
mean, he's not
threes.
afraid to shoot the ball.
That's for sure. He's not afraid to miss either, but
Yeah.
friggin' yeah, like the team just looks so bare bones right now. I can't imagine we're done with all the moves. Like we have Baylor Shireman, who's probably gonna get pretty solid minutes, and he played really friggin' well in the summer league. I loved everything I saw from
Summer
him.
League, though, everyone plays well in the summer league.
Certainly, yeah. Kyle
Yeah.
Kuzma and Ben Simmons absolutely destroyed the summer league. But like still, I actually like Kyle Kuzma a little bit. I might be
I
in the
do too.
minority there.
Yeah, no, I agree. But like starting five, I'm looking at right now. As of right now, Derek White, a point guard.
Yeah.
Anthony Simons, shooting guard.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown, small forward. If he
Those
even
three,
starts the
I like
season.
those three. That
If he
three
st
sounds great.
yeah, if he starts the season, if he doesn't, Jaylen Brown, then you got Sam Hauser starting as small forward.
Yeah.
Then power forward Sam Hauser was going to start. Then you put Niang in there,
Which sucks.
and then Quinta at center.
Yeah.
That's weak. That's very weak.
It
Even
is.
the top three, I can't wait to see Anthony Simons play. I think that's a big addition. I think that was a
Yeah.
cool addition to get. But I even heard a lot of people say that he might even be gone before the start of the season. We might use him to make a
You think
trade.
they're just gonna flip them?
They were going to. I heard talks about it. Well, I mean, not I heard. I saw people tweeting about it, and
Your inside sources told
even
you
on
that they're flipping.
Brian Windhorst called me up personally, said
Yeah,
they're going to
of
flip him. But
course.
he did say that they were looking to flip him. They were looking to make moves. I think a lot of the moves have already kind of been made at this point. I
That's
don't
what I
really
would think.
know who's left to grab at this point.
Yeah, I mean, there's always people that come available like in the off season and during the seasons. So, like, I guess I wouldn't be surprised. Like, knowing Brad Stevens and all the wheeling and dealing he does, and how he never actually like rolls out a bad team. Like, he always rolls out a good enough team to make the playoffs. Even like the Avery Bradley led teams and the Isaiah Thomas led teams. Like, he always puts out a solid enough team. But I look at this team; it just looks so bare bones. I have to think they're going to make another move.
I mean,
But I don't know.
I would hope. It's just this team's so. It's just like even saying those names, it's like, whoa. You don't have
Yeah.
the superstars anymore. You don't have the Porzingis, even though he was hurt all the time. But it's the name that counts. You don't have any flashing names in this team
Which I
besides
think
Brown.
is the toughest thing for the fan base to grasp, because we went from like the best starting five
Championship.
in pretty recent history. Like, we had basically five all-stars that we were rolling out there to,
Now you got one. Oh, two.
yeah, like,
Derek White's
yeah.
also getting up there. We'll see.
100%, but he's I refuse to believe that he's going to age and do poorly ever. Like, I absolutely adore Derek White, so I think he's ageless. But then they did a dress guard in the draft. They picked Hugo Gonzalez from Real
Woo.
Madrid. I know you're an avid overseas baller watcher. I know you've probably
Yeah.
watched every Real Madrid game since Luka was on the team. So,
Yeah.
do you have anything to say about this joker that we drafted?
A lot of people are saying he's great.
Yeah.
But like I was saying this before we even got on, this guy, every time we have a draft, it's like and the Celtics actually draft a lot of European guys. Usually half of them never even end up playing in America. They always stay overseas.
Yeah.
Because it's like that rule, they can just keep playing for their home team over
Yeah.
there. He's a big body. I know he's young. He's 6'6", 205. But like, I doubt he's even gonna really contribute on this team. I'd be very surprised to see him contributing on this team come midseason. I know everyone gets hyped about draft picks, but him and Noah Penda, who we also drafted out of France with pick
Yeah.
32, like I really doubt we see any of these guys. It's so I think the NBA is one of the hardest leagues to actually make it up into the league, so the roster spots. And I think even like we just talked about, like how the roster sounds pretty weak. It's just they got to contend with guys like that are already like fully grown men on our team, like Tillman and even Shireman. They got to compete with who's been a year in the league and actually looks good. They got to compete with Garza, like. It's just they have a lot to compete with, and it's their first year. So we'll see. What are your thoughts on Spritz? I mean, I'm not Spritz. I almost called him Hugo Spritz because that's what I was calling him before.
Yeah.
I like the name, but what are your thoughts on Hugo and Penda?
Ugo Stiglitz.
Yeah.
I think opposite to you, like, I think he's gonna play just kind of out of necessity. Like, I think he's gonna get minutes on this team just because, like I said, this roster just looks so bare bones. Like, the depth is so not impressive at all. And his summer league was pretty good. Like, I didn't watch every summer league game, but I watched probably three out of the five that we played. And the guy can hit threes, takes a lot of them, makes a lot of them overseas. He was very tapered in the summer league and didn't take too many. I think he took like four a game or something like that, if I remember correctly. But he was hitting them in an efficient clip, scored double digits plenty of times. The rebounding numbers are good because he's a big body. I truly don't know what to make of him because I don't watch overseas basketball. Like,
Yeah,
I
same.
just like I don't like I can watch all the highlights I want, but I can watch highlights of Quinsey Acey and go, oh my God, he was such a good
Books,
player.
man.
But then and then in real life, like, Quinsey Acey kind of blew, and I hated Quinsey Acey. So, like, highlights really don't do it all that much justice. So, I don't know what to make of that at all, let alone second round picks. Like, I just those are beyond me. I understand the game shifting overseas. They'll probably be pretty damn good, but I don't know. I looked at the summer league guys and I was like, who can contribute on the roster this season just because we have so many holes. And did you see Kenny Lofton at all?
Yeah, and I know Kenny Lofton. I liked him coming out of college originally. He's a big boy.
Big boy.
I just don't think he's really going to contribute that much either for us, to be honest.
Yeah.
I would
I
like he
think he's
looks
a
good in the summer
baller.
league. Yeah, he looks good, but like it's summer league. You got to take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
They're
Who's
playing
great?
against like first year and second year guys, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah, I agree completely. Like every video I see him in, he looks incredible. I loved him in college. He was awesome. Like he looks like that unathletic dude that gets on the court and just absolutely balls, because he does not look like he should be playing basketball. He looks like he should be playing defensive tackle for the Patriots. And he's out there. His post game's incredible. His passing vision is great. I love every bit of watching him. But like it just seems like he's been on, I think, the Rockets, and he was drafted by Memphis, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
Didn't
Memphis, I think.
Yeah, didn't play on any of those teams. And it's like, why? Why didn't he play? Like, neither one of those teams are super good. The Rockets were good last year, but before then they weren't. And the Grizzlies, you would think they could totally use him. So he's got to have some problems where he's not playing in the league that are just beyond my capability. But every time I see him, I think he's a monster.
Can he stay on the floor? Maybe he's not conditioned well. I know he's pretty hefty, for
Yeah.
basketball standards. I know he's a strong guy, but like
Yeah.
every time I see him play, I feel like he can only last out there for like 5 minutes and they got to take him out.
100%.
So
He's
what's the
huffing and
point?
puffing. He's a fucking
And I get it,
load.
it's the name, like the name is there and the athleticism is there, but I just don't think I don't even see him on the depth chart listed for this team, which is not the end
Yeah.
all be all, but we have
No.
Amari Williams, who we also drafted out
Yeah.
of Kentucky, 7 footer. He's fourth string on the center list. Like he's even on there. And the other guy's not. So it's like,
Yeah.
and I'm already forgetting his name. What's the name again? That we're
Kenny Lofton.
Kenny Lofton.
He'll
Damn
probably
it.
be on the Red Claws, I would imagine. In desperation hour, maybe we bring him up. Do you like Amari Williams? Did you watch him? I know you're a big college guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a good shot blocker. I think he'll actually get some minutes on this team. I mean, it's like throwaway minutes, but I think he's going to be dressed, and I think he'll do some good stuff for us. I mean,
Super
maybe in the
tall,
future.
right?
Yeah, he'll get in there if we have minutes. So he's 7 foot tall, but yeah, I think he'll
Okay.
be decent. I think he'll do. Yeah, he'll do. You gotta just stick him out there. It's like the Time Lord. He'll do. Super
Yeah.
tall freak of nature. Somewhat athletic. Kentucky. He's coming out of a blue chip college team, so he's
Yeah.
definitely played a lot.
Is that your player comparison for him? Like Robert Williams, like doesn't really
Yeah,
shoot, but he's a rim
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, he'll be serviceable. He might surprise, actually, out of all the people who drafted, I think he might play. He might get the most minutes
No
if it makes
shit.
sense. I mean, what do we have at center? Like, he doesn't really have much
No.
competition in front of him, I don't think.
We don't have
Yes,
very
he's
many
young.
big guys, although Garza's tall, but
He should beat Tillman out. I think eventually he should beat Garza out. I think Garza's also 7'1" or 7'2",
yeah.
6'10", sorry. So he should.
No
He could.
way. I thought he was
He has
taller.
potential, not just by height, but like as the year goes on, has potential to beat out Tillman and Garza to make a second spot on like this,
Yeah.
like second coming off the bench center as of right now.
I do think you're absolutely right. Like Quinto's locked into the starting center. Like I
Yeah,
think he's
we saw him
pretty
throughout the
fine.
year.
Like that'll do. I
Seven
liked him.
footer, seven
Yeah.
footer. He also a second round pick, like the guy Kentucky. Like Williams. So it's. I think Keita's gonna get some minutes. He'll be serviceable, but watch out for Amari Williams. I think out of all the people we drafted, I think he potentially has the best shot at getting some minutes. I know Hugo is third on the depth chart behind point guard, but he
Yeah.
has Peyton and Derrick White in front of him. That's gonna be so hard to crack those two.
100%.
And then
Yeah.
who else?
Until Jalen Brown's out, baby.
Yeah, until yeah, but then you
That's
still
kind
have
of like the
Baylor
big deciding
Shireman and
factor.
Sam
Yeah.
Hauser in front of
Just
him. Yeah.
crazy that they're playing Baylor Shireman at guard. I understand, like, he's technically a guard, but he's a massive human being. Like, dude, he should be a stretch
Yeah,
four.
Shireman's. Yeah, I'm excited to see him play more. It's just like we said, we have no idea what we're gonna get from this team. Really
A
don't.
100%, which is kind of fun and kind of terrifying, since we were just like at the highest highs of NFL or NBA heights.
Same thing. Yeah, and
Yeah,
tickets are still
yeah,
gonna be fucking
yeah.
through the roof. Like
Preposterous, I'm
so
sure.
dumb.
Yeah.
It's like why it's we're gonna go see a team without Tatum and probably Brown at the start of the season. Opening nights or first few weeks are going to be like 150 just to walk in the door, like
Yeah.
see what you the main Red Claws play. Like,
Yeah, basically. And then once they lose a few games, hopefully they'll come back down to earth. Do you know
yeah,
anything about Zay Wong?
the Asian guy that was drafted, like the big ass
Yeah.
guy, he was like a
The
7 footer.
Blazing guy,
Who'd
yeah.
he get drafted
No,
to again?
he's not a he's to the Celtics, he's not a 7 footer, he's a guard out of the most prestigious university in all the
We drafted him this year.
land. No. He came out last year. He
Haven't heard of
was
him. No,
yeah,
yeah.
no, he's a monster, and he was absolutely lighting it up for the Celtics in the G League. He was awesome. I think he
I don't
averaged
think
like
we'll see him.
15 points a game or something like that. But I
Like a Taco Fall kind of guy.
no, like he's a guard. Like he's who would I compare him to? He
Oh, he's a
scores at
guard.
all th
Okay.
yeah, he scores at all three levels. He's a monster.
Do we
Like
have
if
room
I
for him?
were no, probably not. Like I would say he's got a lot like a Peyton Pritchard game, except he's taller. Like he's just like a
Is he as good?
super solid guard. No, but no one's as good as Peyton Pritchard. Let's taper these expectations a bit. But he went to the University of Miami, so I have the ultimate hope in the guy.
It'd be cool. Duke's better. I mean, Duke's been
No, I
pumping out
mean,
more superstars, Vincero,
yeah.
Tatum, even
We could
the
talk about a different sport if you want, because
not
if we're talking NFL talent, no one beats
okay, yeah.
Zion.
Well, we're an NBA podcast, so Colin Knipple, MVP of Summer League, Duke
Yeah.
guy.
Yeah, you're a big Knipple
I love the nipple, the big nipple.
guy, huh?
I
Yeah.
was big on him in March, man. I watch all the Duke games, so I was telling people watch out for this guy, and people didn't like, who is this guy? I'm like, he's gonna be a
Yeah, my
top 10
buddy thought that
pick.
was a terrible pick.
Nah, it's a great pick. I was telling people before,
Great pick.
even before March Madness, I was like, this guy's gonna be top 10 pick. And guess what? He was
Yeah.
top 10. I think he was top five. Wasn't he top five?
I think he was top five, yeah.
So like, and he's MVP of Summer League, granted at Summer League. So, but
Yeah.
anyways,
The only
yeah.
time the Hornets have won something.
Hey, he'll contribute to that. He's actually gonna get some playing time, and he'll get some
Yeah.
minutes. So I'm happy for him. But yeah,
Yeah, he'll get minutes, but he's on the fucking Hornets. Like, it's probably not gonna be good.
yeah. I guess we talked to. Are we? You gonna miss? We're gonna miss Holiday, I'm assuming, and
Yeah.
Porzingis. They're both gone.
I'm absolutely devastated. Like, just beside myself. We talked about it on the show that we didn't post, but we knew it
Yeah.
was coming. The writing was on the wall. Like, I totally had tried to come to grips with the fact that they were gonna be gone, but I'm crushed. In the end, though, it was a lifelong dream of mine that was fulfilled, that I got to see Drew Holiday in a Celtics uniform. He's been my favorite player for as long as I can remember. And the fact that he came here, won a championship, I owe my life to that man. I absolutely adore him and everything that he's given me. I fucking love Drew Holiday. But he's gone, and it absolutely blows. This whole second apron thing and the new CBA deal, I think, is horseshit.
I agree. I agree. And even if they did stay, I just don't think it'd be like, what's the point? Because I don't think you're truly championship contenders without Tatum.
And I agree,
And
which
why? And
sucks.
why? And at this point, how many years does Holiday really have left in him? Does he have a year after
Well,
next year?
I
And
would
then,
say one or two.
what about Porzingis too? I mean, he might. I mean, Porzingis
He'd
and
have
Oak as well.
more in
Yeah.
theory. Yeah. Like, I see him becoming like an Al Horford as he gets older, where he just stands in the corner and shoots threes. Like,
Yeah,
you.
so it's like, why even keep this guy if we're not? And if it's preventing us from going over that spending limit, then
Yeah.
get rid of him.
That fucking
Sayonara,
salary cap.
Holiday, wish him luck. He's on the lowly Portland Trailblazers now. I don't even know who's
Yeah.
on that team, sadly. I'm not.
It's him, Dame, and Scoot Henderson. And
Sheet.
Malcolm Brogdon.
Yeah, Brogdon's not even gonna be starting for them.
No, he didn't last year
I don't even
either.
know who Denny Avajada. I don't even know who these
Oh,
starting.
Denny Advia? Yeah, he came from the Wizards. He's a monster.
Is he? I mean,
Yeah.
can't be that big of a monster. The Wizards sucked.
He's one of those Euros that can do everything good but nothing well.
Yeah, Jeremy Grant looks decent.
Jeremy Grant.
That's how you say his name. It's spelled so
Yeah.
bad. Jeremy
Yeah,
Grant actually looks like he could ball.
he has been for a while. Like he's
On paper, at least.
yeah, no,
Oh, he's
he's balled
31.
for
I
a
didn't.
couple of years. Yeah, no, he's been around forever, but he's kind of on the backswing. Like he's aging rapidly.
Not even clicking.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, Klay's good, but
Yeah,
yeah,
he's young. Yeah, this
no.
team's gonna be bad, and Drew
A
Holiday's just
hundred
gonna coast
percent.
off into the sunset on this team. Or
Yeah,
maybe
he
he
got his
gets.
ring.
I also heard that was a landing spot for now, and he could get traded to a contender. I even heard Lakers, but we'll
I
see.
wouldn't be surprised if he went to the Lakers one bit. The Lakers are such slimy bastards.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do. I wish the Celtics, I mean, the Celtics did what they had to do too. They got all those picks in the past all the trades, and they won it. So we'll see. Like I said, I don't know what your expectations for this team are next season, but like, do you have a early prediction for like a seed or a play, like a seed or a wins total?
I honestly couldn't even tell you. Like I
Really?
said, I don't think we're done. Like if we roll into the
I think we're
season
done.
with this roster, I truly have no idea what to expect. Like I'm just wholeheartedly convinced that we can't be done here. When does the season start? October? Like we have
Late
time.
October, mid-October, yeah.
Yeah, something's
Late
got to
October.
happen. Like we have like 2 months. Something's got to happen. Fucking please, Connor, tell me something's got to happen.
I don't think anything's gonna happen. 61 wins last season. I think we're gonna end up around like that 40 win mark if nothing really happens.
I
Hate
mean,
to say it.
40 is fine. That's middle of the road, but
By
like,
40, I mean like mid-40s. Pistons had 44 wins last year, and they were the sixth seed. I'll
Pistons are
take
pretty good, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it. Orlando, 41 wins. They had a lot of injuries, so I think if they were healthy, they would have actually been a top four
I
seed. But
agree.
yeah, I think maybe middle of the pack, 40 wins. That's my early prediction for this team. If they don't do anything right now, I'm going to say they get 43 wins.
43 wins. Yeah, I'm gonna
That
have
should
to
be a
come
playoff
back to you
spot.
on this one. This is gonna be something that I'm gonna have to kick the can down the road, unfortunately, because I just refuse to believe that this is what we're rocking with. Like we don't have a fucking big man unless your boy Amari Williams is really as sick as you say. Like I love
He's
Keaton.
not, and he's not.
No,
He's not gonna be.
he's not.
He's good. He was good in college, and hopefully he might have a good career, but he's not gonna come
Yeah.
off and make a statement this early in this like in his
No.
career.
And
He
like I
could.
love
I doubt
Quinto.
it.
Like he's a serviceable, like he's a fine starting center if the rest of your team is sick,
I was
but
gonna
the
say
rest of the
not a
team isn't
starter.
sick.
Yeah, he's not an everyday
Yeah.
guy.
No, like if we have White, Brown, Tatum, and like Porzingis there, then I'm fine with Quinto as the center. But like otherwise, like I'm looking at the roster now, like Jesus Christ. I'm like we got White, Simons, maybe Brown, and then like fucking Sam Hauser's playing power forward. Like we're just gonna get mulched up on defense. This just sounds brutal because Simons doesn't defend. Hauser tries his best to defend. At least he's long and lanky. And Quinta's fine. Like he's a hustle guy, but like we can't put all the weight on Derek White and Jaylen Brown for defense on this fucking team. Because then we have Pritchard coming off the bench. He's a massive defensive liability through no fault of his own because he tries really hard. Luka Garza doesn't fucking defend at all. Like, oh my God. Niang, like he's not the worst player I've ever seen in the world. He's actually like super okay. Like he's totally okay. But like I don't. Yeah, like what am I? I'm not supposed to get fucking excited about George Niang. Like, no, that doesn't get me fucking
No,
jazzed up.
I mean he's gritty. I'll give him that.
Yeah,
He
he
might spit
tries
on a
hard.
guy. He might punch someone. But
Yeah, which would be cool when we're down 30 and he knocks somebody out. That'll give us something to be excited about. It's very
he's
Boston,
a
but like,
sideshow freak. Yeah,
yeah,
he's a clown basically. But
100%. Which is kind of perfect for Boston in a sense. But like, maybe as like a fucking third string power forward, not our.
not our
Potentially
starting.
starting,
He
yeah.
will start on this team. Yeah, he's gonna
He
start.
will definitely start a few games, which bites it. And that's why I'm convinced, like, there's no way we're ro rolling into a season with Niang as our starting power forward. Granted, we started Jonas Jerebko for fucking for like
Those
2 years.
just were some bad days.
Yeah, but we still made the playoffs.
And what
But
was
like
his name? The guy with the long hair
Oh, Kelly Olynyk, he
Kelly Olynyk,
sucks.
when we were trying to get
Yeah.
who? We were trying to get like LeBron or something or Durant. We fucking sent Kelly
Yeah.
Olynyk and Tom
Yeah.
Brady together. It's like
Yeah.
Kelly Olynyk, yeah,
Yeah, 100%.
you're really
That'll
gonna get
sell him.
Durant. That'll get Durant to come here and come play with Kelly Olynyk. Where's Kelly
Yeah.
Olynyk nowadays? I don't even.
Yeah. He just signed with the Spurs.
Oh, so he's still out there. Never mind.
He
Sorry,
is,
Kelly
dude, he's
Olynyk.
still playing. Yeah. No, he actually like he put up a ton of empty calorie numbers on the Raptors last season. Like that's why the Spurs signed him is because like he was their basically number one option because everyone was hurt and Brandon Ingram was hurt and all these other people, which I didn't realize Brandon Ingram was on the Raptors until like a month ago.
Hey,
I was like, oh shit.
guess who's in front of Kelly Olynyk on their depth chart? Luke Kornet behind Victor
Yeah.
Wembanyama. Hey, I would love to be a backup center on the Spurs. You're never gonna play. Victor
100%
Wembanyama is gonna
not.
get all those minutes. You just have to sit there to
Although, not
collect a check.
anymore. No, the blood clots, remember?
Oh yeah, so Luke Kornet might be this first starting center
Dude, imagine.
come next year, starting next year. I mean,
My buddy is a Spurs fan. I gotta see if he's on suicide watch. Are you sad to see Kornet go?
not really. I mean,
No.
he wasn't on the team long enough to be like an instrumental, like I love that kind of guy. He wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, yes and no. I mean, yeah, he was great and he did a lot for the team,
He
but
was a
like,
sideshow freak too, kind of like
yeah.
Niang. Like he's just like, holy fuck, look at
I
this
like how
guy
we're using the
jumping.
sideshow freak. Yeah,
Yeah.
7-1. He's goofy. He was
Jumps
a
in front of the rim when people shoot.
great center. I mean, great for like blocking shots and playing defense.
Yeah.
But like other, I mean, he did his job well, and
He
that
actually
like
had
made
that
the start.
playoff game against the Knicks where he was
Yeah.
super sick when Porzingis couldn't get his ass in gear last season, but it was just
Yeah.
like that one moment.
And he actually he had a whole he had the whole season. He was really like
Solid.
serviceable. Yeah,
Yeah.
solid center. Actually, probably one of the best true centers in the league last year. But
Yeah. Because there's
yeah.
like five true centers in the league now, everyone else
But
shoots threes.
we knew after that season he was going to grow up. That was a guy who went and signed with them, right? I think he like
They
grabbed a
gave
bag.
him crazy money. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think he's young, or he's 30. Yeah, he's in his prime still. So, yeah, he went and got his bag, and I'm happy for him. I mean,
Yeah.
we weren't going to be able to pay him that much here, and
No.
why would we do that?
Yeah.
Especially we know what's going to happen next season potentially. Like, why? There's no point.
I have to think we trade Sam Hauser for a better player. That's my
What can you
prediction
get?
between now and the next time we record. I have no fucking idea, but Brad Stevens turns shit into gold. Like he absolutely is a shark. So these trades that he was pulling off, like the return for them, we got a ton of picks. Like he for players that were mostly undesirable or teams knew that we had to get rid of anyway, he was getting picks for and getting good return for. The fact that we got Anfernee Simons, a 25-year-old high scoring guard for an aging Drew Holiday that we physically could not keep on the team. That's a great fucking return, and it breaks my heart because he's gone. But like, whether we flip Simons or if we ride into the season with him and just have him, okay, say, hey, chuck up all the threes you want. Like we're not going to the playoffs. Just show us what you can
Shoot
do,
away, buddy.
and maybe it'll be like a trial. Like if he does well and fits into the offense next season, then we keep him, and if he doesn't, we trade him at the deadline or we trade him next offseason, and gear up with a piece that we get for him for Tatum's return, excuse me.
No, you're good. Yeah, like you said, I agree with that. I think, yeah, we'll see. Sam Hauser, I love him. I think he'll
He
be
looks
pretty
just
good.
like you.
Yeah, so I guess that's a compliment.
Yeah, I think he's a goofy fuck, but yeah,
I'm a
sure.
goofy fuck. Yeah, I agree. Hey, there's nothing
Yeah.
wrong with that.
It's true.
A lot of people love
Yeah.
goofy fucks, but
Like, apparently.
actually, I have more hair than him. He's starting to bald. But
Yeah,
no
well,
offense.
hey.
But
No offense.
you look good with that look. He
Oh, please. You're just
I don't
trying to
think
butter me up.
he
I
has a long
blush.
our we have long faces. Yeah, the long
Yeah,
faces don't go well with that
that's
look.
true.
You have a
Yeah.
good head for it,
I
so
do have a good head, thank God. I
you
fucking
do have a nice, you don't have, it's not too big, it's not too small.
nice
It sounds like
scalp.
it's weird. And yeah, but anyway,
Please talk more about my head.
Sam Hauser's gonna like your head. But hopefully he does
Yeah,
well. I mean, he's a returning guy, and I think he's gonna be actually people a player that people look up to on this team too, in
which is
terms of,
fucking nuts and doesn't yield well for good play. God help me.
no. So yeah, I'm saying 43 wins and
Yeah.
37 losses, I believe that would turn out to, but and you're too early to tell. Next time maybe you
Yeah.
make a move. Anfernee
Yeah.
Simons is gonna have to pull work for this team going forward
I
to
will say if they make a move, then I'll tell you. Or if we get to the end of September
with no,
with no moves, then I'm like, okay, then this is what we're rocking with. And then I'll spit out some heinous prediction. But for now, I just can't imagine it's over.
yeah. We'll see. I mean, we have time before the season starts. Maybe,
Yes, we
like you
do.
said, Stevens will pull a rabbit out of his hat, make one of those
He's
wizard
done it
trades,
before.
and maybe we have a next. Maybe we have a big three next time we talk. Maybe we have. Maybe somehow we get
White, Brown,
Giannis.
and
Maybe we get Giannis
God, I would
somehow.
hate
I
Giannis.
know, but maybe
Oh,
somehow we get like Giannis and
that
another
would be
guy.
fucking terrible if I had to watch Giannis.
I wouldn't hate it. I think we'd
I
win
know
more.
you wouldn't.
We win more. You have to admit, we'd win more games than we would without him.
Yeah, because the refs would be on our side, but it would be an unbearable brand of basketball to
Tatum, Brown,
watch.
and Giannis together, 2027.
Yeah.
That's a championship. That's
It
just,
might, like,
it
yeah.
might be. That's a championship. Easy in
Yeah.
the bag. We wouldn't even have to play the season. You would just be like, teams would be too scared to come out and play against
Yeah.
Giannis, Tatum, and Brown. You could throw me and you out there as the last two guys on the team, and we'd win. So
Well, I've been getting buckets recently. My last showing, I was terrible. I'm in a league every
I see your
Monday.
snap stories and the guys you're playing
Yeah.
with. I'm not too impressed with
Well, that's fair.
some of those
That's
guys
fair.
look like they haven't been on a diet,
Yeah.
and they look good.
Just
I'm
to
sure
say
you.
it's a beer league is an understatement. We always go to Lenny's after our games, which is a nearby bar, and
Think I've seen your stories. Yeah, I
yeah,
was like,
100%.
"Wolf,
Come put your money where your mouth is, old man. Come
you're
ball with the
right. I do
boys.
need to. You live in Hingham, right? Yeah, I do need to
Yeah.
get over
We
there.
play in
Not far.
Cohasset, so
I don't even know where the fuck that is.
it's the
Cohasset,
next town over from Hingham.
south or north?
South. It's literally like the same distance from like as it would be to Hingham. But yeah, definitely come hoop with the boys.
Yeah, I'm checking to see where that is right now. 37-minute drive, maybe not.
37 minutes and you wouldn't make that drive, dude? It's a
To go
half
play
hour. That's
ball?
nothing.
Nah.
Clearly, you're not in love with the game. That's fine. Ball is not life to you. My
Yeah.
coworker drives an hour from Bo in the middle of Boston.
Yeah, I'm all set. I haven't balled out in probably a few years at this point. I'm washed. I could put
Afraid
my
you're gonna
money
pull a
where.
hammy, old man?
And I run every day, so I'm in shape. I would probably
You
outlast most of the
probably
guys there.
you'd out cardio us, but I don't know about them
I'd wear my
buckets.
super running shoes. I'd wear my $200 running shoes and just
Are
sprint down this court, dunk on everybody. I'm pretty close to
you
dunking, I think.
actually?
No, I haven't tried. I want to try.
Yeah.
It's like when you haven't tried dunking in 3 years. Well, at least for me, every time I go
Yeah.
without trying for a while, I'm like, this might be the day that it could
Yeah.
happen. And then you try and you're like, not even close.
Like, oh, yeah. You're like, I hit bottom net. That counts.
I walk by a basketball hoop every day. I have a park right next to me, and I see one. But I need to buy a ball, and then I'll try it.
I have a million of them. Come ball with the boys. I'll give you a free ball.
We'll see. We would do a live podcast from
Deal. Yeah. We
the
can
court.
give our Celtics takes as I'm giving you the nuts.
Yeah, you're definitely better than me. The other guys, I don't know about. You're probably LeBron James in that court.
I've been getting buckets. Yeah. I've been playing really well.
I can see you schooling those guys.
Yeah. But there's like one. No, there's two other sick guys. One's like a guard and the other guy's a post up and they're sick and everyone else is super mids.
I'll be the Sam Hauser on the side, putting rainbow threes
Well,
up.
see, you've lost all that weight now. You'd have no post game, so you'd have to be a Sam Hauser.
Oh, I have my skyhook. I was 20 pounds lighter in high school than I am right now. I was like 180. I'm like 200 right now.
Really? You
Oh
look way
yeah.
skinnier than when I started the show with you.
Oh, I was like 210 when I started way back in the day. I was probably like 220.
Yeah, you
In high
look
school, I
like,
was 180 though.
yeah, in that middle area, that Connor looks like he could have eaten this Connor.
Yeah, I could have. I was a little chunky.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, it's all
Fucking,
right.
the doctor said I have to lose weight too. Such is life.
Yeah, cholesterol, baby. But nah,
High
I think
blood
that's
pressure, high cholesterol. Ain't that some shit?
same. We're getting old.
Fucking blows. But yeah, no, I agree. I think that's a wrap on episode 130 of the Rafters podcast brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. Remember to like, rate, subscribe. Anything you can would be greatly appreciated. And that's later. Gonna
Peace.
blow that thing?
No, it's all dusty.
Lame ass.